Well, they told me I have 5 minutes to talk, and so rather than doing a 45-minute treatise on the meaning of Christmas, I thought I'd just tell a story. You know, Advent is a season where we focus on waiting, and Christmas is the time when the waiting is finally over. When I was about 10 years old, I asked my parents for Christmas to give me an advanced magic set. Because I was convinced I was going to grow up and be a professional illusionist, professional magician. And I had already mastered the beginning magic set, which they got me for my birthday. So I asked for Christmas for the advanced magic set. And in our family, the gifts that we gave to each other would appear underneath the tree a couple of days before Christmas. And a gift that looked a lot like this suddenly appeared underneath our tree. And it was about the right size and about the right shape and about the right weight for it to be the advanced magic set. But I wasn't really sure. And so in my 10-year-old mind, that's all I could think about. And I wondered and wondered and wondered, is that the gift I asked for? And so finally, I couldn't stand waiting any longer. And when everyone else was asleep, I got up in the middle of the night, and I started shaking it and holding it. And I got a butter knife from the kitchen. And about now, all the parents are wondering about this, probably my last children's sermon. But I promise, I think you'll like how the story ends. And I thought if I just peeled back the tape, I would be able to see and know for sure if it was the advanced magic gift that I had asked for. And so I started messing with the, with the tape and with the butter knife a little bit. And I was trying to be really careful, but I accidentally did that. And at this point, there's good news and bad news, right? The good news is that I could see that indeed it was what I'd asked for, but the bad news is there was no way I was going to be able to repair that. I had lots of tape, and I knew that I was caught. And so I taped it as best as I could, but, you know, Christmas Day came, and it came time to open my Christmas gift, and my parents knew. And, of course, it kind of ruined Christmas morning for us, and they were disappointed. They were disappointed for two reasons. They were disappointed. The first reason they were disappointed is because, you know, it was my integrity. They had trusted me, and I had disappointed them by peaking early. But I also disappointed them because I robbed them of the joy in my face that they would be able to see and share when I opened it and saw for the very first time the advanced magic kit that I had asked for. Now, why do I tell this story other than to tell you not to peek at your gifts, because you might accidentally tear it open like I did? But we're just finishing the Advent season and moving into Christmas. And in Advent, we talk a lot about waiting. And I love Advent because we spend a lot of our time in life waiting. In fact, the Bible says, wait upon the Lord. And we end up doing that a lot, whether it's waiting for the first day of school to see who's going to be in our class, or waiting to find out when we audition for the school play, or tried out for a baseball team or soccer team, whether we made the team or whether we were chosen for the play, or whether it means waiting for a new baby brother or baby sister. A lot of life is filled with waiting. And God invites us to learn to wait well, even as we're waiting to open up our Christmas gifts. Because in our waiting, God meets us there. Not just waiting to open up our gifts, but in our waiting in all of life. In our waiting throughout our lives, God meets us there. We wait in the Lord. But then there also comes a time when the waiting is over. Like that first Christmas day, when the waiting was finally over, and God sent His Son into the world for us. And in those moments, if we wait well, experiencing God with us, He will see the joy in our eyes when the waiting's finally over. And so as you prepare to open your gifts, either tonight or tomorrow morning, whatever your tradition is, I want to encourage you to learn to wait well so you can celebrate in the arrival when the waiting is finally over. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for our celebration of Advent and moving into Christmas. Thank you, Lord, that you are with us in our times of waiting and with us in our times of arrival. Father, we ask your blessings on all who are here, each family, each individual, Lord, that they would experience your goodness and your grace and your mercy, for we pray these things in Christ's
name. All right. Thanks, guys. Good morning. Hi. My name is Summer Henry, and Amber and I are so excited. Has anyone seen Amber? Give me just a minute here. Hold on.
Okay, I'm coming. Can you stall? Can you stall? Just for a second. Okay.
I will make something up, but you gotta get here.
Okay, I'm coming. Just I'll be right there.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, bye.
Okay. So it's gonna be a great morning. We're really excited you're here. What?
I'm
that
here.
Was really
I'm
fast.
Here. I'm here, I promise. I'm here. I'm so sorry.
Hi. Okay, so well. That's been fixed. All right, so it's going to be a really great morning. Let's just move this up a little. Okay, so we're really excited that you guys are all here, and we're really excited to tell you a little story. But I'm really excited because I actually have a little gift for Amber, and I want to give it to her before we get started. But
You have a gift for me?
Yeah. I have a gift for you.
We're giving gifts to each other?
Yes. Okay, so, but I need a little bit of help from you guys before. I think this gift is so exciting. I'm going to need a little drum roll. And since the drummer, well, I don't think he wants to do it for me. If you guys could give me a little help. Well, if you want to help us out, you can, but there's a lot of them. All right, so, we're going to need to do the hands on the knees. You guys ready? Here we go. All right, bring it in, Ty.
Oh my goodness,
watch out for the babies.
What in the world is that?
It's a blow-up donkey!
A blow-up donkey? How did you know
yes.
I wanted that?
I just knew. I felt it.
Oh my goodness. Wait. Do you want to know something else?
What?
I really wanted that as a gift, but also, that reminds me of the story that we're supposed to tell today. That reminds
it
me
does?
Of how people used to travel back in the time of Jesus' birth.
Amber, what? There are no blow-up donkeys in the Bible,
okay,
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Not blow-up donkeys, but real donkeys.
Oh.
Because people did used to travel by animal back then, did
that
you
know? That I do remember reading.
So,
okay. Well, yeah, let's do that. I want
to be able to tell the story, I'm going to need to look in a certain book, which is called the Bible.
It's a good
one. I'm sure you're all familiar. So, but I am going to need your guys' help as well, because sometimes... I get a little nervous up here, and I don't know what book I'm supposed to turn to, and there's multiple books in the Bible. So our story today comes from the book of Luke.
The book of Luke, that's a
yes.
good one.
So I'm going to need all of your guys' help each time I go to the Bible to read the story. I'm going to need you all to say the book of Luke.
Okay,
so that
we
you can
do
remind
that.
Me. You're going to help me too.
Can we try it?
So let's practice one.
Okay.
Ready?
The book of Luke.
Thank you so much.
Yay.
So... our story starts in Luke 2, 1 through 3, and it says, "In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world, and everyone went into town to register. So,
I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. I actually don't know what a census is. That's a really weird word.
I was just going to tell you.
Oh, yay.
I'm happy you asked, actually.
Okay, good.
So a census is actually a list of people along with information about their families.
A list, kind of like a phone book or how Santa writes us down.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Correct. So, and the census was actually the first step in God's plan to send the ultimate gift to us, which was Jesus.
Uh-huh.
And he wanted this gift to be given in a very special place, which was Bethlehem.
Oh, that's really cool. Yeah. I like where this is going.
Yeah, me too.
However, I really can't wait any longer. I actually have another gift for you.
Another one?
Yes.
Already?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to need a drum roll.
I'm going to help you.
You guys ready? Okay, here we go. Ta-da! It's Wedding Barbie!
Wedding Barbie?
Yes!
How could you remember that I liked Barbie so
much? Oh, I know. I remember at VBS and how we were always late because we were watching Barbie in the break room.
Oh, my goodness. I love Barbies, and I don't even tell a lot of people that, so you really came in clutch there, so I'm very happy. And also, this takes me to the next part of our story.
Wedding Barbies in the Bible.
Yeah. You'll see. Trust me, you'll see. But to be able to read that, I'm going to need to flip to... Thank you.
They remembered.
They remembered. I can't believe it.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so next it says, so Joseph went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house of David.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him, and they were expecting a child. So
Wedding Barbie,
yes,
pledged to be married.
I see my connection now.
Yep.
So that's what made me think of it.
Okay.
And you remember the census we were talking about?
Census,
the little listy guy.
Got it.
So that census, in order for Mary and Joseph to be counted in the census, they needed to travel really far. They needed to travel to Jerusalem. And this was a really far way. This was like 90 miles.
What?
I don't know if you can.
Wait. How far would that be? Like if I were going to walk to McDonald's from here?
Yeah. So close.
Really?
It would actually be if you guys walked from here, Glenkirk Church, all the way to Disneyland, and you did that three times. That would be the distance that you'd
three
have to walk.
Three times? No, Disneyland would be worth it, but that's
it really,
really
would be,
far.
But it's very, very far, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It's making me tired just thinking about it.
Yeah, me too.
That's crazy, but you know what else?
What?
It doesn't make me tired to give you another gift!
Yay! A gift! Where is it?
Drum roll, please. Ta-da! It's that shark blanket you've been wanting!
A blankie?
Yeah. Oh,
and that works because we're both tired because we were thinking about the walk.
Yeah,
so,
that does work.
And I love sharks.
I could use a snuggle after
gift.
Walking to Disneyland three times.
Wow. And I don't know if you could have guessed, but this also makes me think of the next part of our story. Yeah.
I don't see the connection, but I can't wait to hear
You're going to see, and I'm going to read from... Thank you, everybody. So, next it says, while they were there, the time came for a baby to be born, and Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son.
Uh-huh.
She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them.
Mm.
So, this means that Bethlehem must have been super, super crowded if there's no room for them.
Super crowded.
Yeah. And it was so crowded that when the baby was born, they had to place him in a manger, not in like a bed or a crib or anything, in a manger.
What?
Do you know what a manger is?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you, don't worry. A manger, I'm sure you've maybe seen one before, but it's like a feeding trough for animals. So
gross.
This is where you would put the gross food for pigs. And
Wait. Baby Jesus, I thought it was supposed to be super important. Why would she lay him in this disgusting trough situation?
Okay, so we're going to get to that.
Okay.
He is very important, so you're catching on. So I'm glad. Yeah, so.
Okay, but I'm really excited to see where this is going. Are you guys excited to see where this is going? I do have another gift, though.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. I'm going to need a drum roll. Are you guys ready? I need it. Okay. As Crosby comes up here, I just want to say, do not be afraid. It's a little bit, but
scary.
Do not be afraid.
Okay? I hope it's not going to scare me.
I hope you're not going to get scared.
But you said not to be. Oh, Summer, that's not scary at all.
It's Frankenstein.
It's really cute. It's like like Fluffy.
Oh.
That's cute.
I was worried, but I'm glad you didn't get afraid.
Yeah, I'm happy. And I'm also happy that you said, do not be afraid.
Why?
Because as you may have guessed,
no.
This reminds me of the rest of our story.
No. You guys, are you hearing this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So, but
let's hear it.
I'm going to keep reading. Okay. So I have to flip to
the Book of Luke.
Thank you. So next it says, and there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah and the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. So, as we talked about the manger being a sign.
Yeah.
So and also, I see why do not that, be afraid.
Yeah. I see why the manger was very important.
Yes.
Yeah.
The manger was a sign because, obviously, any baby that was just born in Bethlehem would have been wrapped in cloths.
Yeah,
because
it gets cold there.
If they just knew they were looking for a baby wrapped in cloths, then they wouldn't have been able to find him. But if they knew they were looking for a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger, they knew that that would mean finding the King of Kings, which was Jesus. So this was a sign, and they needed this piece of information.
Wow. Baby Jesus is really special.
Yeah, I know.
But you know what else is really special?
Is it a gift?
Yes!
Yay!
Drum roll, please. Where is it? I can barely see it.
I can't
see it. Oh, that's right. It's a puzzle of the earth.
A puzzle?
Peace on earth. Ha ha ha. Like you say Christmas
goodness.
Time. Get it?
Summer, you are really something. Wow.
I know.
And I love puzzles. And it's like a puzzle. That's
it's a
amazing.
Puzzle world.
It's
a 3D puzzle.
You nailed it.
It's going to be hard.
And?
What? There's no way. It doesn't.
It does.
You guys.
It reminds me of the next part of the story.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I don't even know how this is happening.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
But first, I got to flip to
the Book of Luke.
Thank you. So next,
mm-hmm.
It says, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about. So, obviously, when you said peace
on earth,
that reminded me of this part of the story. And also, this tells us that not only was the manger a sign, like we talked about before, but it was also glorious because it talks about a great company of heavenly hosts praising and glorifying that baby Jesus has been born.
Wow, this story is getting really good.
Yeah, I know.
And I hate to interrupt.
Okay.
However,
okay.
I have another gift for you.
You're kidding me.
I need a drum roll.
Okay.
There he is. It's ginormous binoculars.
Giant binoculars. I've always wanted that.
I don't
even have normal binoculars, but of course,
I'm
giant.
These ones are like, supersonic.
Those
baby.
Are like,
I mean,
really,
you can see those heavenly
those are
hosts.
Really something. Wow.
Yeah, they are.
Wow. Summer, you just.
I'm so excited.
You just done it again. Okay. So, but also, I'm not sure if you're going to believe me on this one.
I'm not.
But this reminds me of the next part of our story.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I don't know how you keep doing this.
Are you guys as shocked as I am?
Pretty shocked.
All right.
So I'm going to keep reading.
Okay, from?
So I have to flip to
the Book of Luke.
Thank you. So next it says, they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. So these shepherds, well, the binoculars might not have helped them see baby Jesus.
Yeah, it's pretty
better.
Far.
Not sure if they would have helped or not.
Yeah.
But that's what reminded me. And obviously, these shepherds were so excited with what they had seen and what they heard, they wanted to spread the word to everybody around and give joy to everybody.
That's a lot of joy to spread.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of joy. Hey, you know what else brings joy at Christmas time?
Is it a gift?
Yes!
Yay!
All right, we're going to need another drum roll. I don't know where they are. There he is. Come on down.
It's very hard for me to see this Joe gift, so I don't know it yet.
Because it's a ginormous treasure chest.
A treasure chest? I love treasure
for
chests.
For all of your treasures.
I know, because I was just going to say, I love treasure chests because you can store, like, tons of, like, little tiny, like, things and charms inside of them. And you can store it, and you can show them off to other people. And, like, you just know me too well.
You're pretty really excited. Yeah. Okay, so wait, though. I don't even see how this can connect to the story.
But it does.
What?
And you're not going to believe me, but I'm going to keep reading, and you'll see, because you just keep doing it. I don't know how you do it.
I don't know either.
So I'm going to keep reading, and I need to flip to...
The Book of Luke.
Thank you. So it says, Mary treasured up all of these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So if you see the connection here, treasure chest, Mary treasured these things.
I see it now.
Yeah.
It was really pulling it out there.
Yeah, it's a stretch, but yeah. So Mary, it says that Mary treasured up these things and pondered them in her heart. And so that means that Mary was thinking about everything that God had done for her and all the things that were happening around her and happening to her. And she was still remaining faithful throughout all of this. And that's pretty crazy because I don't think that things like this happen every day.
No,
so
I don't think so.
She had some pretty strong faith, I would say.
I cannot even imagine what it'd been like to be Mary then.
Yeah, me either.
But I'd hate to interrupt again. But I have another gift. It's just the last one, I promise.
Hitting me.
Yeah. All right. Ready, guys? Last drum roll. Let's make it strong. Ta-da! It's ice skates.
Ice skates? Oh my!
And I don't know.
I love ice skating.
Yeah.
How did you know?
I didn't know. I was just guessing because my favorite thing about ice skating is making figure eights. So if you don't know how to do that, I will teach you.
I don't know how to do that, and I'm really excited to learn. Can you please?
Yes.
Let's go today.
Yeah, let's go today. You guys can come
with us.
It's
perfect weather.
It'd be great.
So, okay, but...
What?
I'm so happy you brought up the last gift, and I'm so happy you said figure eights, because that reminds me of the last part of our story.
How does a figure eight remind you of baby Jesus?
You'll see.
Do tell.
I'm just going to go ahead and flip to...
The Book of Luke.
And at the end of our story, it says, on the eighth day, the baby was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. So, you see, on the eighth day,
figure eight.
Yeah.
Got it.
There we go. It's a bit of a stretch, but...
That's great.
But, you know. And so, this tells us that Jesus really was the greatest gift that anyone could have ever received.
It's kind of like baby Jesus was the ultimate gift.
It is like that.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going for.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. Wait a minute.
What?
We got to move with this.
Okay.
Do you see this? Don't they kind of look like the nativity right now? Like, there's the wise
guys
over here.
Wait a second. There's
angels over there.
Did you do this?
They just lined up like that. Wow.
This is a Christmas miracle. This is really amazing.
That is so funny.
Wow. But that's just like the coolest addition to the end of all of your gifts that anything could have ever been.
It's pretty awesome.
Wraps up the story so nicely.
I think so, too. Oh, I'm going to walk over here now.
But you know what else is cool?
What?
That Jesus really was the ultimate gift. And that God actually sent Jesus to all of us as the gift. And I know that sometimes we kind of maybe, I don't know if you feel this way, but I do sometimes. It's kind of like you open up presents on Christmas.
Yes.
And you can pick your favorite one because they're all in front of you and you see them. And sometimes it might not feel like Jesus is the greatest gift that we have because we can't see him and it's not like a gift that we
open. That's true. That is hard sometimes.
But he really is the greatest gift and he really is the ultimate gift because when we get this gift, we also get eternal life in heaven. Did you know that? That's what comes with it.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, I know. So that's really why Jesus is the ultimate gift.
That's cool. I like it. Should we pray about that?
Should we wrap it up?
I do think we should wrap it up.
Okay.
Like a gift.
I'm going to close that. Okay, let me pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you sent your Son Jesus to earth as the ultimate gift to all of us. Your forgiveness and mercy allow us to have an eternal life with you in heaven, and we are so thankful for that. We know you love us so much and you want a relationship with all of us, and we're so thankful to have such an awesome best friend. This morning, we're so excited to give thanks and praise to you, and we're thankful that we can come here together as we celebrate you. I just want to pray that you keep all of us and all of our families safe as we go out today and continue to celebrate you tomorrow as well. So we love you, Jesus, and we know that you love us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.